On today's Smart 7, Simon Community warns on homeless crisis, Trump gets indicted and lots more. It's Tuesday the 7th of March, it's National Flapjack Day and happy birthday, Bryan Cranston.
The Smart 7.
It's news, but not the news.
Good morning, it's Jamie East here for Keira Revins. There were angry exchanges in the Dáil on Thursday during the final debate on the lifting of the eviction ban. Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty and Tornish and Micheál Martin clashed over the issue, with the Cian Colla having to step in and restore order.
These families are being abandoned by their government. It should never happen in modern democracy, and it is shameful what you have done.
You proposed to do the very same thing in Christmas week.
Not a chance.
Yes, you did.
Get it. Stop your misleading. On a point of order, I was the person who had to take that man to the High Court because he was subverting democracy.
Persist with this, and I will suspend the House.
On Thursday, the Simon Community released new figures showing the scarcity of rental properties for people on low income and income assistance. The charity's Locked Out report showed there were just 29 properties available to rent in Ireland for a set period in March through the HAP scheme. That's a 50% decrease on 2022 figures. An executive director with the Simon Community, Wayne Stanley, says it's only going to get worse.
This is absolutely a national crisis. We're expecting to see a very significant increase in the number of people presenting to our services. We would encourage people, as soon as they start feeling under any pressure, to start to reaching out to the supports that are there.
Dublin Airport's been plagued by rogue drone operators recently, but the days of the airborne menaces could be numbered. After 6 incidents in 2 months, Dublin Airport authorities now installed new anti-drone technology aimed at reducing flight interruptions and airspace incursions. DAA CEO Graham McQueen explains.
We now have the anti-drone system here. It's in place. Our team are trained up to use it, so we're now waiting on the approvals to come through so that we can put it into action. But if there is a drone attack coming, we're prepared for that now. But we'd remind people as well, flying drones in the vicinity of Dublin Airport is illegal. Don't do it. You will get caught. You will get punished.
There was good news too for Ireland's regional airports, with €10 million of capital funding announced for Shannon, Donegal and Knock airports. Minister of State at the Department of Transport, Jack Chambers, says the money's focused on improving the airports and their environmental sustainability.
But it's important as an island nation that we enhance regional connectivity, and that's why if you look at the economics underpinning our regional airports, they're hugely important for job creation and economic development. But it's important we do that with sustainability as a core objective, and that's why we've strong targets for our regional airports.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen's headed to China next week with French President Macron. It's part of a diplomatic attempt to keep China on side and away from Putin. Ahead of the visit, she's made a speech outlining the EU's position on Beijing.
I believe it is neither viable nor in Europe's interest to decouple from China. Our relations are not black or white, and our response cannot be either.
Meanwhile, four bankers who helped a close friend of Putin deposit millions of francs into Swiss bank accounts were convicted of financial crimes at a Zurich court on Thursday and handed 2-year suspended sentences. And Thursday also saw outrage after an American reporter for the Wall Street Journal was arrested and charged with espionage in Russia. Moscow-based journalist Uliana Pavlova says Evan Gershkovich's arrest sends a bad signal for Western journalists in Russia.
Evan is the first foreign correspondent to be arrested in Russia since the invasion, since Russian invasion of Ukraine. So far, this sets a really bad precedent for everyone who has left in Moscow to report on what is going on inside Russia.
He was the first US president to be elected without any government or military experience, the first to be impeached twice, and now he'll be the first to face criminal charges. Yes, Donald Trump's been indicted by a Manhattan grand jury over hush money payments he sent to an adult film star back in 2016. The specific charges haven't been made public yet, but Trump's already on the defensive, calling it political persecution at the highest level in a statement released on Thursday. Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence was on air on NBC when the news came in.
I think the unprecedented indictment is an outrage, and it appears to be nothing more than a political prosecution that's driven by a prosecutor who literally ran for office on a pledge to indict the former president.
Still to come on the Smart 7, penalty drama at Stamford Bridge and Hugh Grant's got history with hot dogs.
Right after this. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back.
Thursday night saw Chelsea women take to the pitch at Stamford Bridge for the second leg of their Champions League quarter-final against reigning champions Lyon. The Blues held a 1-0 advantage going into the game, but looked set to be bowing out of the competition after conceding twice, until a foul on Lauren James in the very last minute of extra time threw Chelsea a penalty lifeline. Maren Mielda was able to convert, forcing the game into penalties, where Chelsea pulled off a shock 4-3 victory. They'll now face Barcelona in the semis next month. Mielda says she wasn't surprised by the team's ability to bounce back.
It was a magic moment, a magic comeback. We believed to the end, and we stuck together, and I think that's our team, basically summed up. We always stick together, and we show them that.
Hugh Grant made an appearance on James Corden this week alongside Dungeons & Dragons co-star Chris Pine to promote the new movie, which is out in cinemas today. The pair played a game of Spill Your Guts, where Hugh was forced to take a swig of Vienna sausage ale after he failed to name his least favourite Chris Pine movie. And speaking of sausages, and why not, he also opened up about his unfortunate history with hot dogs back from when he was filming 2 weeks' notice on Coney Island.
They all said, oh, well, you must have a Nathan's hot dog. But what no one had explained to me is that there's some ingredient that has an effect on a digestive system. And so I was, to put it delicately, very late back into the makeup trailer. And it was a Brooklyn makeup girl, and she said, what, did it blow your ass out?
For all those budding gynecologists out there, this one's for you. Dead Ringers is back in the form of a new miniseries which drops on Amazon Prime Video next month. Based on the 1980s Jeremy Irons thriller, the remake sees Rachel Weisz take on the role of twin gynecologists Beverly and Elliot Mantle, who specialise in treating fertility problems. The twins share everything from their career to their love interests, often their own patients, as well as the goal to bring women's health to the forefront, whatever the cost.
I want to change the way that women birth. It is world-changing.
How
does that vomit-inducing idealism translate into dollars?
I do my job to help people. Baby sister, you are so deliciously perfect. Where do you come from?
Is capitalism very bad?
You've been listening to the Smart 7 Ireland edition. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit the follow button and have a great day. Give us 7 minutes and we'll give you the world.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.